At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Stay tuned for the latest on James Cook. My guess is we'll find out 4 minutes within going off the air as to whether or not he's going to be at mandatory minicamp.
A few moments later.
Will James Cook be in attendance? That is the big story of the day. We have news on that. James Cook in attendance?
According to Adam Schefter, yes.
Schefty! With the report that he's not in and then the report that he is.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let's go to Gene Steratore. Gene, was it 4 minutes? What time? Hold on. The tweet came at 9:59. What time did we sign off?
I pressed the button to go to break at 56:20.
Ooh, nope. Okay, so it's only because we were late.
Yes, exactly.
What time were we supposed to be off?
54:50.
4 minutes after the show ends.
But not after yesterday's show ended. Not when you said it.
No, I was going with
That's better. When did he say 4 minutes? Was it 4 minutes after he said 4 minutes? Because he wouldn't have said 4 minutes. He would have said it a few seconds before, yeah, maybe 30
this
seconds
is where
before,
Gene
a minute.
Gene comes in and looks at the shot clock here.
Yeah.
All right, so did I say that at 55:30?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go and check the tape.
So, you know, Gene doesn't tell you if you actually said it there. What Gene will tell you is what happens if you did.
Right.
He doesn't actually give you. He just lays out what happens if this is true and this is true. He doesn't actually tell you what's true.
Good morning, everybody. Jeremy and Joe, we called it. I guess the, you know, this is one of those examples where, hey, just because everybody in town's hearing a rumor doesn't make it true. This is one of those examples where, like, actually, this one was true.
Yeah.
Everybody heard, actually, he's here.
Yeah.
Schefter said he won't be, but he's here.
He's in town.
Someone saw him. He was on my flight. I saw someone tweeting he was on my flight.
Yep.
And sure enough, James Cook is here, so.
We've had a couple of those recently, haven't we?
Yes.
They said Lou Lamoriello was in town. He was.
He was in town.
It just was for a very different thing than what we might have thought.
Maybe we're on a streak here of someone being seen in town being true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was it before Lou Lamoriello?
There's a popular wing spot locally where everybody said, oh, this guy is here. And it was like probably fake. And then it ended up being fake. Was it Beckham?
I don't know.
No, because Beckham actually did come here.
David Beckham did?
No, sorry. Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham.
Is it wrong that I went to David Beckham?
Yeah, I think it might be. Mm. I just say the name Beckham and your mind goes to David Beckham?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
The official results are in.
Okay, what time did I say 4 minutes?
You were 4 seconds off.
That's a win.
That's a win. Yeah.
That's a win.
That's a win. From when he said it?
3 minutes and 56 seconds after I said, we'll find out in 4 minutes.
That's a win.
It would take you 4 seconds to read the tweet, thereby being at the end of reading the tweet, it would have been exactly 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, that happens to us a lot. All right, see you later. We'll see
right
what happens immediately
show.
After the show. Oh, here's the news.
Yeah, when Diggs was traded. That happened
Diggs
like right after.
At like 10:06.
Yeah, right after the show ended.
Not that we expected that one necessarily. That one, I remember thinking it was an April Fool's joke because it was April 2nd or April 3rd.
Right. I thought,
this is somebody. Yeah. Somebody retweeted an April Fool's joke. Anyway, good morning. Hi, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday. Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast at 8. Sal at 7 to completely recap what happened at Mandatory Minicamp. With James Cook, let's start. We get right into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something. Anybody has any issue with this, you let me know why. True or false? And I feel like it's got to be 99.9% true. All is forgiven?
Yeah.
He was even asked why he tweeted the thing he tweeted, and he said, I don't know. It wasn't a plan.
Uh-huh.
Which is a great answer. You could just tweet something like, pretzels are thirsty, and the NFL... Pretzels are making me thirsty. And the NFL media machine will say, like, I think that means he wants to get traded to Nashville. You know, NFL, oh, cryptic tweet. What's it mean? There's an eyeball emoji tweeted by Deion Dawkins. Dawkins convinced the world he was going to retire for a few minutes with a tweet.
Yeah.
And here's Cook saying, like, $15 million. And we, some of us, myself probably included, kind of all fell for it. Like, well, he wants $15 million. And his answer was like, yeah, I don't know why I did that. Like, he just kind of did it.
Well, that's the tweet that they were referencing?
I think so.
Because I heard him answer that question, and I'm like, what? Are they talking about the $15 million tweet? Are they talking about when he's tweeted eyeball emojis?
Any tweet. The point is, it doesn't have to be part of a grand plan. Tweets.
You know, I looked back, though, through his Twitter since, like, January, and he's got, like, two tweets that actually have words in them.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the $15 million one, and the other one is, I love Buffalo.
Yeah, right.
Or, I love you, Buffalo. So, and then you've got, like, there's the 100 emoji. There's the eyeball emojis a couple of times. You know, there's the clapping emoji when, like, Barkley gets paid. But he's not been out here on this, like, social media war on a day-to-day basis.
That's right.
So, like, when you ask what's to be forgiven of him, like, I don't know what's really changed for him other than
nothing.
How he's going about what he wants and how much maybe he wants it
and
how much he believes he can get it. Like, I still fully believe he wants $15 million on his next contract.
He's also doing the mandatory thing, the thing that you have to do.
Right. He's not.
He's been given a lot of credit for doing what he's supposed to do.
Right. Like something that is mandatory.
Yep.
To show up and do. Well, it is, though, a spot where, like, how many guys in the league yesterday did you see not show up to their mini camps because they're looking for new contracts? Whether it was Watt, McLaurin, Hendrickson, Ramsey, Jonnu Smith ended up not showing up in Miami. There have been trade rumors about him, and he wants a new deal. Like, most times when you get an NFL player and you're looking for a new deal, whether it's their own initiative or it is their agent, what does their agent and the player end up coming to? Like, okay, we're not going to this because we're looking for a new deal and we don't work for you until you do. Cook, is it the Bills? Is it Cook more like what he is as a person? Is it his motivation for what he actually wants? You know, like, it is a little strange to me that he was there yesterday. If he wants a new contract that badly, I think is either okay with the idea that he'll play this year out on his expiring contract, or he believes that him and the Bills are going to get something done before the start of the year. And if you believe that as a person, why would you create this giant headache? You know, why would you not be there? Why would you be a distraction? That could be the answer to the question. But he does kind of kill the need, it feels like, to follow it as a story,
mm-hmm.
doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
By showing up, like, when he talked yesterday, like, he kind of implied that maybe he could still hold in. Like, we'll see. He said, we'll see at training camp, right?
He did say, this is my team. Like, I'm
right,
here,
like,
to win a Super Bowl.
What are we going to do? We're going to obsess for 7 weeks about whether he's going to not practice for a couple of days at training camp?
I didn't get that feeling at all from yesterday from what he talked about. I thought he sounded like a guy that's going to just show up and do work. And there are some things in here worth talking about, like snap percentages. He said, I don't care about snap percentages because, of course, that's a big part of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everything
he also said he doesn't really – he got asked a question about, like, the lifespan of running backs, and, like, he, like, doesn't enter his thought process at all in this, where, you know, you're like, oh, your career as a running back is shorter than other positions, and he just kind of wanted to brush that off too. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, he was tough to – I thought he wasn't so easy to read yesterday. Because the first thing he did say was, I'm here because basically – he did the Marshawn Lynch, didn't he?
Yep.
I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
Which is why everybody's there.
Right.
Every single one of them is there.
But then how come the players around the league aren't there?
Well, those guys don't care about getting fined because they're holding out for bigger contracts.
Then Cook will get?
Yeah. But why is Josh Allen there? So he doesn't get fined. Why is Greg Rousseau there?
Well,
because they're there because it's their job.
They're there to start the season, aren't they? And then build the team. And you
why
know.
Won't they? Why won't they be there next week? Because they don't work next week.
Because there's no right. There's no work next week.
So to me, I'm here because I like my money. Means if I wasn't here, they would have fined me $17,000, and I like my money. He's talking about the money he's already earned, and he would have to give them $17,000 to not be there. I like my money. To me, was like. That's why everybody works. Why are we here today? We get paid.
Well, you know? some people like their jobs.
They do. Would you do it for free?
No, but he's not doing it for free. He's already been paid for it,
right.
And now he's well. Right, like he's, I'd have to give you money back if I want to take a day off. But I need to take a day off, but I have to give you 10 grand to take the day off. Like, I guess I'm not taking that day off.
Right. Because
even though I'm not happy I'm here, but I'm here because I'm not going to give you I'm not going to give you money.
Right. Well, I feel like that's just he's at work. Everybody does that. You know, people love to say they would work for free, especially at the top of their field. Like, these football players could say I'd play football for free. A lot of the old timers say I would have played for free. But everybody else is getting paid, so you got to get paid too. You know, you know what's going to be free? Playing flag football at the Olympics. You might do that for free.
Yeah,
maybe not. Maybe you'll get endorsement deals if you do that, and you end up getting paid anyway. College athletes don't play for free anymore. If you're any good, you get paid.
Right.
Even if you would play for love of the game,
sued directly by the schools too.
That's right.
That came down.
You might be a guy that appreciates college basketball, college football, and says like it's for love of the game. And those guys are like, yeah, I love this game. Oh wait. The guy next to me got 100 grand. I would also like 100 grand.
Yeah.
So Cook saying, I'm basically, yeah, the version of I'm here so I don't get fined. That was Marshawn Lynch at Media Day when he said that.
Yes.
I don't want to be here, but I'm here so I don't get fined. And
fines that, by the way, can be forgiven if he were to sign a new contract.
That's right. Or they could, I think it could just.
So really, they're not like he. That's.
I think
that's
they can be forgiven either way.
Either way?
Yeah. I don't think. I think he even needs a new deal.
Okay.
Fines in your entry-level contract can be just waived or forgiven altogether.
Okay. So there's that too, then, I guess, that they could just, you know, give you the money back regardless. But it does present an interesting question to me, like how bad does he want a new deal right now, or does he just think there's no way I'm getting it? Or does he think I am going to get it? Because it's not the common way for a star player in the league to go about getting his bag.
I think the question is, do you think it's a show of good faith towards getting a contract done?
Sure.
Or is it just he admits defeat and he doesn't have any real leg to stand on here?
Pretty much.
That's a good Twitter poll. Do you think this increases the chances he is a Buffalo Bill next year? Will he play
in 2026?
Yeah. Will he play a down as a Bill in the new stadium?
Mm-hmm.
Would you bet it?
No.
What do you think? I would also bet no.
I would bet no.
I would bet no. But then again, depends on the market next year. If he has a great year and goes to market and doesn't get what he expects to get, I don't know. It's tough. I don't think it's a gesture of good faith. Not that it's in bad faith, but if it were in good faith, I feel like he would have sounded like, oh, we'll get something done. And he didn't say that. What perhaps the most perhaps the most interesting thing that comes out of this. It's about what Allen said. He's one of the top backs in the league, and hopefully that's reflected soon.
Yeah.
You know, the way this organization supports Allen, and I don't want to go too far in saying giving him everything he wants, but Allen is consulted, is he not? Don't we kind of know they tell him what they're going to do? And
I would assume he has a good idea.
If you have a good relationship with the quarterback, there's no doubt that there's a better chance you're going to be on the team, not cut, paid well. That's backup quarterbacks. That's maybe Dawson Knox got not a hometown deal. What am I trying to say? I mean, Dawson Knox openly wanted to stay and got huge money.
Yeah.
Like there was never an issue. Like Knox, oh, he's here to stay. He's quarterback's buddy. He's a security blanket tight end. He plays all the time. We love everything about the way that he operates. if it's a coordinator, a quarterback's coach, if it's he liked Keon Coleman, he wanted Kincaid. You know, I don't think that Allen makes these decisions. But if Allen were to go to the GM and say, you know, I really like Cook. I think he's one of the best backs in the league, and I hope that's reflected soon. Would he say that to Bean, or is that just Josh saying something at a press conference because he's being diplomatic and he's saying nice things about his teammate?
I think he'd probably be willing to and have said it to Bean, too. That doesn't mean Bean, though, will act on it.
Right.
He might in certain situations think, all right, you know, Josh does want this, and I like it too, so, all right, yes. Coleman could have been that. Like, Josh likes, he likes him. And all those guys are pretty much the same to me, so, like, okay, we'll go with him. In this spot, though, if you don't want to pay James Cook and you don't want this running back on a second contract, you might go, all right, like, I appreciate your opinion on it, but this is one of those spots where, like, I'm gonna go with my gut on this.
Well, it could also be he wants 15. We want to give him 9. Josh really likes him. Let's go to 10.5. Where the Josh support factor.
But the Josh support factor isn't bumping you. If you're at 9 and Josh says,
stop bumping
like,
at 1.5?
No, that it could. I mean, you're not going to 15, though.
No, I wouldn't think
you're not going to 14 or 15. I don't think you're going up that much higher. I think it's tough to gauge, but I think right now Cook is. Admitting defeat is not the right way I want to put it, but kind of. Like, I think he's
acknowledging he really doesn't have much to work with.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, he has a lot of leverage, and I think he probably knows that. And, you
How about
know,
this?
Like, it can work out for you. Tremaine Edmonds never held out for the Bills, right? I don't even think it was a story. Him, like, would he hold out or would he not hold out with the Bills? And he played on the final year of his contract, and then he had to leave, but he got paid. He got every bit of every dollar he probably wanted in free agency. And if Cook's thinking about, you know, like, okay, eventually I'm going to want this big contract, you know, like, I'll go play it out. And even if the Bills aren't the team that wants to give it to me, next year, all I got to do is do one more year. One more year of this, and then I'm going to get it. So, yeah, fine. I'm here. Let's play.
My first thought on comparing, you know, the whole how he just laid out, he doesn't have much to stand. He's not admitting defeat. My first thought was Scrabble. Then my next thought was Hearts. And then I went to golf. Obviously, I always get to golf.
Of course, yeah.
He's behind.
There's no croquet references we can use now.
No, there are. Yes, there is. I learned a croquet. He's going to go ahead and hit the ball all the way halfway to the next hole because he knows he's not going to score in this hole.
Okay.
In this wicket, I should say.
The golf one is he's laying up?
He's behind a tree. He's like, all right.
Okay.
I'm going to punch out.
Punch out into the fairway.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to punch out.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully I can get a par here. Mm-hmm. And on the next hole, I'm going to start to make my move. But right now, mm-hmm. Oakmont's going to be that this week. You know what? I got nothing to do here. I got to take my medicine. That's something you say all the time in golf. I got to take my medicine. And Cook is taking his medicine. It's, well, I got to go to mandatory minicamp or they fine me $17,000 if I try to hero ball this.
There's $17,000 per day, right?
It's $17,000 and then it's $34,000 the next day and then it's $52,000 the next day.
Because I thought it's like $100,000 or something
that
like
is,
total.
Right. Total. Right. It's not $17,000 per day. It doubles and or it adds $17,000 each day individually, compounding fines, I think is how Sal described it. We can get to that at 7 o'clock, have him run through that again if he wants. So, yeah, he's, all right, I'm not going to hook this 6-iron out of the rough, over the water, onto the green. I'm going to take my medicine and live to fight another day. So, all issues are, it's over. What now?
What now?
Now we
what now? Training camp is 7 weeks away or six weeks away.
What now?
They are amazingly. Is this the life of any great team, Super Bowl contender, or is it just the life of any team that like has a quarterback and you don't have to really think about it? That
yeah,
are they kind of uninteresting right now as a team?
Because
like. There's not really anything to figure out. There's not really any. It's just kind of waiting for the season, and then waiting for even more than that. Like,
yeah.
The thing to figure out is, can they beat the Chiefs in a playoff game? Right? Like, it's a very different life than I'm sure like you would have experienced when they're going, like, every year was probably, how good is this quarterback? What are they going to do with this quarterback? Are they going to draft one? How many more years of Edwards? You know, just like,
yep.
That would have been just right there at all the time. And, you know, if you're in Pittsburgh, for instance, I think you probably got a million things like that. So, like, life is good for sure on this team, but is it almost amazing that there really isn't anything substantial to figure out other than, like, a couple of little things, right? Like,
yeah, is Bosa going to be healthy?
Is Max Hairston going to be ready to play right away?
Is Cole Bishop ready for his job?
Like, Kincaid and Coleman are a little more interesting to me than all of those others and what they're going to become and whether it matters whether they even take steps forward. But, like, that's, you know, like, what's the most interesting story with them now? If the Cook story dies here, what's the most interesting story with the Bills between now and the start of the season?
Will Josh Allen win a Super Bowl? That is the entire franchise's existence right now. Will they deliver for him? Right? I feel like it is less will he deliver for them, and it's more will they deliver for him.
That's a good question. What is it more to? Because I wonder if that does to me feel like how most people approach it right now. Is almost the idea that Allen's done his job.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do yours. McDermott, Bean, and Allen will, the roster, the right. And, Kincaid, the defense, all of it.
And Allen will continue to do his job.
Right.
And how will you match it? He's the MVP.
Right. And the season hasn't really gone down with him, you know, not at least swinging. Right,
like, the only time it did, it was Cincinnati, and it was written off. That he had a bad day in the playoffs, and they lost.
And
it was written off.
Let me put it this way: then there wasn't a day where the season ended where everybody else did enough, and he didn't come through. Right? Because Cincinnati, sure. Nobody would have said that about the rest of it.
Sure.
Right, like he maybe is fortunate in that he gets lumped in with the rest. Like,
because nobody.
There's probably a feeling that if Allen had been at his best that day, they still would have lost.
Yes.
Right? And that's maybe why he gets away with it?
Yep. Because they made no stops, basically.
Right.
And that's last year, too. I mean, last year, they had the ball. The last 2 years, they've had the ball down three.
Yeah.
And the GM and the offensive coordinator have both said, I would take that every time. And, you know, they're 0-2, but
yeah.
I don't get too many people that blame him, in part because Diggs had a drop, Kincaid had a drop.
Yeah,
and he's putting the ball where it's got to be.
Screens to Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Aren't my favorite. I always get right to that with that as well. And even that, like, will Allen win a Super Bowl? Again, like, January. Just we'll wait till January.
I mean, February.
February, right.
If
they get through January, he hasn't played a game in February yet.
True. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. If you'd like to join us, it's Jeremy and Joe. We're streaming on YouTube. You can like and subscribe and come hang out. You can comment in the chat. Get to everything we got to get to today. Plenty of stuff to get to, including this James Cook development where he is at camp, mandatory mini camp. Josh, he said he wants to play flag football. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
he'd have to play defense too.
He would?
I think you'd have to play defense.
You play both ways?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'll double check on that.
Subs.
My understanding of that was that if you're there on that U.S. flag football Olympic team, you have to play both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Like, they'll need you to.
So you can play linebacker, like many Bills fans that call and have dreamed for years.
But could you imagine him getting injured playing linebacker flag football?
Here he is trying to.
At least it's no contact.
Yeah. He's trying to track down. Not Tyreek Hill's the wrong answer because he'll be too old at that point. But
yeah.
So he wants to play.
You'd also need somebody from like Canada for this. Chase Claypool.
Okay.
He's trying to cover Chase Claypool right. In space.
803-0550. James Cook at camp 4 minutes after the show ended yesterday. 356. Come on. Try to take that loss. Try to hang an L on me for that. It's a great victory for me. Anyway, It's Joe's birthday. We should have planned something.
No, you shouldn't have.
Hey, I got you something for your birthday. I got you a Noco pen.
Thank you, everybody.
This is a Noco pen.
So thoughtful. The Noco pen.
This is a collector's item. There aren't any Nocos anymore, right?
There's not.
Noco changed into something else. Yeah.
You're sure about that?
I think Noco's gone. So, boom, Noco pen.
It's vintage, actually.
Vintage Noco pen for your birthday.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Still very much Noco. You can't get these
anymore. Around here, we got some Nocos still. I thought half of them got sold.
We should apologize to Noco.
Apologize? We just gave them a bunch of free advertising.
We wrote their obituary.
I thought it was a collector's item.
And they still, I'm looking now too. I think they still very much exist.
All right. They didn't sell off like 7 locations in this area.
I mean, 7 isn't all of them. Although I'm looking now, and Josh, I'm not sure.
I'm on their website.
Okay.
Until 2019, they operated 39 gas stations in Western New York. They sold 33 of them.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, they still do exist.
Well, they're only 6. If you take that pen to one of those, you might get like a discount or something. So happy birthday, Howard! Howard once me got something. Once got me something out of the vending machine for my birthday.
Oh, that's good. What was it? Was it your choice? I don't even think so.
I think it was one of those.
He chose.
I think it was one of those Nature Valley granola bars.
The worst thing in the vending machine.
Yeah, that'd be my top choice.
It would?
Yeah, I think so.
Those things are overrated.
I can convince myself it's moderately healthy. So that's why.
That's the trick. I think I've either read or just somehow know that those things are not nearly as healthy as you think they are. So at that point, like, just give me something unhealthy anyway.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on James Cook. Sal at 7, Joe Marino at 8. Of course, Bill's mandatory minicamp rolling along. Sal's got coverage at our website. He's got a article, something he loved from training camp, in addition to just, you know, James Cook being there. So takeaways, all that good stuff. You can join us on the phones. 803-0550 is all forgiven with Cook. And do you think this will be his last year? Give us a ring on WGR.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Did you feel like it was a must that you had to be here? I mean, obviously, it is mandatory, but why did you decide to come?
I like my money, you know, definitely do, but That's why I'm here.
Why did you, back in February, you got some, why did you take it public? You're asking for the money. You needed to make that public?
No. It's something that I did. And something I did. I don't know why I did. But
it wasn't like a strategy.
Nah.
Hoping to get out of mandatory
minicamp? Just to get better, just to be around the guys and feel good to be around them and just keep playing football.
Do you plan to fully participate in training camp as well, James?
It's my team, and hard enough to win a Super Bowl or compete for a Super Bowl and have a winning season, have to be out there and be out there with my teammates.
James Cook. I like the answer. I just did it. Just something that I did. Was it a plan? No. Something that I did. James Cook.
Imagine if someone asked you, like, they go back 4 months in your tweets and, like, why'd you tweet this?
I don't know. That's a good. Want to play that game?
I just did.
What did you tweet 4 months ago today?
4 months ago?
Let's play that game.
Or should I find out first the exact day that Cook tweeted? It doesn't matter.
Because then our tweets would have reacted to him.
But what's
something that you tweeted 4 months ago today? You probably took a shot at, like, Troy Aikman or something. Just thought, hey.
I mean, come on. That was 4 years ago.
All right, why'd you do that?
Aikman.
Was that a plan?
I won that battle.
You're like, I just kind of did it.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. 4 months ago was what? February 11th?
Yeah. Something about the
Chiefs. Is this going to be, like, the Super Bowl?
It's going to be about the Chiefs.
Isn't it? That's going to be lame if it's about the Chiefs. I really hope it isn't. Let's see. Yeah, let's get that. February 11th. These days with X, man.
Tough.
Just a lot slower. A lot slower. We were almost there. And what did... You want what I tweeted first?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can ask if it was a plan.
All right. I tweeted... Trade for Myles Garrett before this game is over.
Okay. Super Bowl. Must have been.
It must have been. Yeah.
Super Bowl was that day, 4 months ago. All right.
Also tweeted above the... It must have been Luka's first game with the Mavericks, and they did the thing where every fan got a T-shirt that was, like, draped over their seat, and I tweeted, the Bills should do this for Myles Garrett's first game in September.
Yeah, Myles Garrett. We talked a lot about Myles Garrett. That did not happen.
I also tweeted, we were never wrong about the Chiefs. They are not great. They got lucky in 6 games at least, got a month off, played a bad Houston team, and then the Bills. Well, okay.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that was me 4 months ago.
It all holds up. Mandatory minicamp. I had an idea that we give out, the NFL media should give out an award for who won minicamp. Rex Ryan famously said, we won the offseason.
And we looked back a couple weeks ago, and, like, they hadn't even done anything that offseason.
Yeah, it was just like, everybody practiced. It was great.
We worked out really hard.
I challenge all of you out there to have a little fun with us this week and tweet at us other NFL markets talking up their team on a level where you're like, buddy, it's mini camp. What are we doing here?
Uh-huh.
I'll submit this one. And again... This comes from Nick Suss, who covers the Titans. No judgment. Like, your job is to report what's happening. But again, it's mini camp, so people that aren't there watching, Nick Suss would have tweeted something about the Titans, and I'm not trying to be a jerk to him, say, like, holy cow, look what we're doing. He wrote yesterday about the Titans. By my count, Cam Ward completed 21 of 21 pass attempts during minicamp today, and 12 of those came to fellow rookies, in case you want to get excited about this youth movement on the Titans offense. 20 of 21 passing for Cam Ward. Like,
was there defense being played?
I don't even know.
Or was it against air?
So all the highlights I see are not being defended. But hey, so you know what? Titans, mini champs. Who's going to beat the Titans?
And their quarterback who went 20 of 21.
Can you find a quarterback that went better than 20 of 21? I saw a highlight of Shedeur Sanders throwing a deep ball to a guy that will not be on the team.
Like, okay, right.
Look at this dime from Shedeur Sanders.
Some guy that's going to go for 70 yards in a fourth preseason game.
Is this also the time of year where teams will get caught splicing a throw to a different catch?
Oh, yeah.
Both the Patriots and the Dolphins did that in the last, like, 3 or 4 years. a Tua throw, the ball's in the air, they edit it to a different throw of it being caught.
Yeah. The team I want to look up for this to see if they have anything that would beat it would be Jacksonville, because they are gushing about Travis Hunter. And they probably should, but it's probably going a little too far, but I don't see anything yet. We'll see. But I would imagine that in Jacksonville, there's got to be like, Travis Hunter today went, caught all five balls thrown his way, and intercepted three passes. And it's like one of those drills where like...
He's got five pass breakups.
It's one of those drills where like an assistant coach is like throwing it to you. Right. Like before a game.
Right. You see Travis Hunter, they do the thing where they stand in place and they do their arms like they're pretending to run and then put their hands to make the catch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I got him on seven catches on seven throws from the jugs machine.
It's the stats that really do it for the Cam Ward tweet.
20 of 21.
20 of 21. Right,
come on.
What happened on that one?
Threw it away.
Because honestly, if it's against air, like, do we think Josh Allen wouldn't complete every pass out of 21 if there's no defender?
You know what I think happened on that 21st pass is the receiver dropped. Ran the wrong route. Ward noticed that and threw it in the turf. Great play.
He was practicing.
He was taking his medicine on that one.
Uh-huh.
You know, showing some real good skills. Whatever. Cam Ward should be fine. It is mini camp. It's the time of year where, you know, that stuff happens.
But see, like, training camp is normally when you get more of it. Mini camp feels more ridiculous, right? Because there are no pads. A lot of these aren't going against defense. These guys just showed up from the summer or from the spring. The mini camp hype tweets are even on another level, I think, than the training camp hype tweets.
I would agree, yes.
And the training camp ones go way too far. Way too far.
Yeah.
This is worse.
803-0550. Is the Odyssey app down again? Are we working on that? Okay. All right. So, Odyssey app is down. YouTube is still up. You can log on, watch us on YouTube if you're listening. Maybe you are on YouTube or you're on, you know, the radio. You can see my shirt, which one person in the chat said looks like the inside of his wife's closet. And what with the floral print today? What can I say? I was feeling floral.
You know, though, it's interesting. A lot of the floral print polos I see these days, the flowers aren't as big as they are your polo.
These are big flowers.
Those are huge. Yeah,
they're big flowers.
I don't know how I feel about that part of it. Because then when you get to the creases, like the flowers, they're cut in half.
True.
Yeah.
Where the material meets at. Hey, the U.S. Open, I'll tell you, I started to say this when one of the commercial breaks. I watched last night, this is the kind of a point about new media. You know how it works. It's the end of the night. You're like, what am I going to watch? Especially a night like last night where there's no NBA game, no NHL game. You know, should we fire up the show we're watching? My wife's in doing something. And I sit down on the couch and I'm like, you know what? What can I find? And channel surfing now, it's not channel surfing, it's stream surfing, right?
Yes.
And the smart TV will show you a bunch of, hey, what about this? Would you like to continue watching this? How about this? And popping up right there was Bryson DeChambeau plays Oakmont from last week.
Yeah.
He did a YouTube round where he's going to play the course and talk about how hard it is and show you the lies and show you the greens and everything. And it was super cool. It made me, you know, I've known this about Bryson, that he does a lot of YouTube content and courses and these tours, they let him everywhere but Augusta pretty much lets him do what you want to do. Oakmont let him go out and film the course and film a practice round. And one thing it put in my mind going into this U.S. Open, which starts tomorrow, about Bryson was he seemed to have an attitude of embracing how hard it's going to be.
Yeah.
And Oakmont might be the hardest course these guys play in a year, in 5 years. I mean, it's a difficult course, and the way they grow out the rough and the greens and everything. And it seemed like, again, practice round, and maybe by Thursday or Friday he gets mad. But I would imagine that the mental side of it, accepting this is supposed to make me...
It's supposed to
drive me crazy.
It's supposed to be unfair.
Yeah. So if it's supposed to drive me crazy, if I can mentally get to the point where I'm good with that... Maybe he can play well. He is the second favorite behind Scheffler.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in contention. His major finishes all top five for like 2 years
he's
now?
He's the defending champ.
And he's the defending champ.
He's the defending champ at the Open, the U.S. Open. And, you know, made me think like, all right, let's see what he can do here. Because if the rough is terrible and the fairways are 18 yards wide, you might as well just blast it as far as you can.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of out of bounds. There's no trees. If you are 80 yards right in mm-hmm. the rough or 2 yards right in the rough, you might be better off being 80 in some scenarios. So yeah. I like Bryson's chances to win it in part because of the attitude. And it was really cool to see him walk in the course and the stimp and like what the greens are doing. He'd putt up to a hole. It would roll all the way off the green.
I've seen two of the craziest videos ever about Oakmont. One, did you see the John Rahm one?
Yes.
John Rahm on the practice screen where he puts it 2 feet off to the right. Hit the hole is all the way to the left, maybe 30 feet away. And that 2 foot putt crawls down like 15 feet until it finally reaches a hill. And then it goes down. That putt that he taps goes like 35 feet. And then did you see the other one of the guy? I don't know who it was, but he went putter from 122 yards. On the first hole at Oakmont. And he just slapped a putter through 100 yards of fairway. And it rolled all the way to the green. Like, that shouldn't be possible.
I've never in my life done the 100-yard putt.
Did you see the video of it?
I did. I would never consider that.
No, but you've never played a fairway probably.
Sure, okay.
As tight. Oakmont's probably, it's probably green, right?
Yeah.
It's probably like what you'd be accustomed to in some greens is what they're dealing with. And it's downhill on the one hole he did it, at least.
803-0550. We'll get a break in. We got a birthday wish for you coming up on the other side. And I've got your birthday buddy list, which is pretty good.
It's a solid list.
It's a solid list. We got some sports figures.
Arguably the most famous Joe is on the list.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
That's a good debate
And it's not me. Trust me.
No, you're like third.
Third.
You're like third.
The bronze medalist.
803-0550 to join us on WGR. All right, Joe's 30 today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Big 3-0.
The big 3-0. 30.
What the hell?
Now that you're 30, you can, what is it? You can run for Senate. Isn't it House of Representatives 25, Senate 30,
is
President
that true?
35? Hmm. President's 35.
I knew that.
People seem to wait a lot longer. Everybody's always super old.
Are we sure?
Everybody's really old when they're 25 House of Representatives. I don't know if it's 30.
25 is?
Yeah. 25 is rent a car, right? I know that. Yeah. That's what they say. I don't think that's exactly like set in stone.
Is 30 where I can't get...
You can run for Senate.
I can run for Senate. Okay, sweet.
What's your platform?
I'll steal one from you. I'll do the movie theater thing.
Okay. You get rid of reviews in sport, too?
See...
A national bill to get rid of rules analysts. Federal. And make it illegal in the country. Not allowed to have a rules analyst.
Yeah.
One appearance a day. Sorry, Gene Steratore. You can come on my television once.
Yeah. Not to turn everything back to golf, but do I no longer qualify for, like, junior memberships at certain places?
That might be different, yeah.
Because... Junior membership is often a lot cheaper. Than
Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. You guys are cracking me up. Thank you again. The Titans are looking good, huh? 20 for 21. Cam Ward.
Cam Ward, baby.
Yeah. You know, everybody gets so excited, man. Wait till the season starts. We'll see what happens. But I was laying here, and then I was like, oh, wait. Today's Joe's 30th birthday. Well, happy birthday, Joe. Enjoy. You make me feel old. I got 30 years on you. And enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the rest of your week. And in a couple of weeks, it's somebody else's birthday. I'm the 25th.
Mine.
Love you guys.
Thanks Rob.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, mine's coming up in a couple of weeks. Joe's birthday buddy crew here. We've got, you said the most famous Joe shares your birthday.
The most famous Joe.
Do you know who it is? Josh Owen, who's the most famous Joe?
Maybe ever.
It's a debate. Most famous Joe.
Is not Joe Rogan crazy to say because of that podcast now? I don't like it, but I think that
is
might be
Is he more famous than the Joe that I had in mind? No.
All right, the Joes that it's not, no. That you're not saying is the most famous Joe. Joe Biden, Joe Pesci.
That's right. He was
Joe... I almost went Joe Tessitore. He's definitely not the most famous Joe.
No, but these are Joes, not Josephs.
That's right.
Right. Joe Jonas.
That's tough to.
Josh, you got an answer? Who's the most famous Joe?
I'm stumped. The only name in my head right now is Joe DiMaggio, and I know that's
Joe DiMaggio.
That's a pretty famous Joe.
Really good one. Joe Namath. It's not Joe Namath.
It's not Joe Namath, but that's warmer.
It's very. Joe it's Montana? About as warm as
Joe
you can
Montana.
Get. There you go.
Joe shares his birthday with Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. Wow.
That's the most famous Joe.
Maybe.
I think so. Right.
Other birthday buddies you've got today: Vince Lombardi.
Joe Pesci's pretty good though.
Peter
Lombardi.
Peter Dinklage.
Love that. Yep.
Shout out here: Joshua Jackson.
Who?
Charlie from Mighty Ducks.
Oh, okay.
Pacey from Dawson's Creek, Josh Jackson.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah, same birthday as Charlie from Mighty Ducks. Diana Taurasi, Shia LaBeouf.
I saw Shia LaBeouf. Hugh Laurie from House.
House.
Yeah.
You've got House. You've got Dr. Oz.
Okay.
Gene Wilder. These are your birthday buddies.
We have two things coming in now. Who's more famous? Mean Joe Green. Joe Montana is more famous than Mean Joe. Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier's a good one.
But still no, right?
I don't know what the answer is.
I kind of like Joe Pesci for it.
Is the most famous Joe?
He transcends generations, right?
I'll tell you this.
Goodfellas, Home Alone.
That
should have been the second movie I mentioned.
I typed in the Google chat bar, most famous Joe. And you know, they've got the images that come across like a grid.
Yeah.
Top left, indicating number one, Joe Pesci. He's top left.
That's the one.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Montana's in the top nine. I mean, this probably is not
exact. Top nine?
Well, yeah, they show you nine pictures.
I see, okay.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in here as well. But he's not Joe.
He's not a Joe.
He's Joseph.
No one calls him Joe Gordon-Levitt.
Anybody call you Joseph?
No. Never.
Did you guys say Peter Dinklage? It's also his birthday.
We did, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We did.
Sorry, I missed that
Tyrion
one.
Lannister. Yeah.
All right. 803-0550. Sal, when we get back, a recap of Bill's mandatory minicamp on what James Cook had to say and everybody else. We had Sean McDermott and Josh Allen speaking with the media as well. So stay tuned. Sal comes up next here on WGR.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.